call from Gordon to find out what the story was. That's all I had to
do. Okay, anyway. Just the game. In case Gordon doesn't come, enjoy. Okay, here we go. So the first piece of Gemara before we get to Amen Acher Berchasa, we saw is Vol Matan Vishahim Vibachim. Right? So the Gemara says, and many of you don't know this, Halacha L'Maisa. It's a sort of a new Halacha L'Maisa experience. That when you learn brachas, you realize that if you pass someone who is saying zimun, so what does it say? What does it say? Baruch umbarach. Okay, if you hear someone saying nivarach shachalami shalom, and you didn't eat, and as the Shulchan Aruch points out, it's even if you come and sit down with them and you don't eat anything, and you don't even or drink anything. We hold that if you even drink, you can answer. But if you sit down at the end of the meal and you don't eat with them, you also would say Baruch Umvara. The Tosfos points out that the Nusach of the Bahad, which is our Nusach, those who say it, Baruch Umvara Shmo Tamid Yalom Vayet. And that's how it's brought down La Halacha. So if you see someone saying the Baruch Shachanam of Shlo, you're going to say Baruch Umvara, Halacha L'maisa. Then, what happens if you walk in and you hear Baruch Shachal Mishlo de Vokhayinu? Or you walk in before, either way, you walk in, even if you walked in the Baruch and you hear Baruch Shachal Mishlo de Vokhayinu, so he says you answer Amen. You answer Amen. Shulchan Aruch points out that, or the Shabura points out, that you'd answer Amen to the Baruch Shachal Mishalom of those answering the leader, as well as the Baruch Shachal Mishalom of the people, those other people answering the leader, and the leader when he then repeats Baruch Shachal Mishalom should answer Amen as well to that. That's the law. Now, where does this all take us? This all takes us into the next sugya. That's where the next sugya comes from. If you didn't catch the connection. Okay? And as the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah itself points out, and you learn from here, what, the fact that we answer to the Baruch Shachal Mishlo Zavok Hayinu, listen to the Lashon HaRamah. After Shulchan Aruch says, Kishachem onim Baruch Shachal Mishalom ona achalem Amen. So the Ramah says, V'chein b'chol ha-brachos she'adam shomea chayiv lanos Amen. This is the concept of answering Amen to any bracha that you hear. You are mechuyev. Okay? Chayiv lanos Amen. Okay. That's where our sugya then takes off. Now before we start, we should just be aware that there are two basic concepts in our main. Basic. We're going to expand upon that. But in terms of the basic concepts that exist prior to this sugya are what is known as Amen as Kabbalah Dvarim, and Amen as Amonah Dvarim. Okay? Amen as Kabbalah Dvarim, the classical Amen of Kabbalah Dvarim, would be where you are accepting upon yourself that which was been said. Like, for example, by a Shavua, you are accepting upon yourself a Shavua someone else makes. Or a Tnai, if you want to, say you're gonna fulfill. An Amen is a Kabbalah's bar. Okay? Standing upon that, right, is the idea of the Amen that we utilize in order to be Yosef. There's an idea of an Amen, as the Rambam talks about, we're going to get to that later on, is the idea of the Amen, where you answer Amen to a bracha, and you yotzei with it. Now you can ask, what do you need to be yotzei with it? You yotzei with Shomea Kahona. That's the whole Torah for another time. The difference between if you're yotzei with Amen as opposed to Shomea Kahona, which is also not a sugya, but this, that concept of Amen is also the idea of Kabbalah's Barim, accepting it. It's an extended idea of accepting it upon yourself. We saw an extension of this idea as well in Zimun. Right? When you answer Amen to the leader, you're catching up to the bracha of the leader. A little different than the Amen of being Yotzei with the Sam bracha. It's the idea of attaching up to the leader's bracha. But again, the concept of Kabbalah's Dvarim, accepting that upon yourself to a certain extent. Okay. But again, they're all variations. It's not really our sugya, so we're not going to, you know, fine tune it. But that's the basic idea. Then, there is the Amen that we just saw. The Amen that we just saw, when you answer to Baruch Shacham and Mishloz Vokhayinu, and you got nothing to do with it, is Amen of Hamanas Dvarim. And it's the Amen that we answer in all brachos, when we hear it, that we're supposed to affirm. We hear a bracha, someone say Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Baruch Shacham and Mishloz, we have to say Amen to affirm as an affirmation of that bracha. Simple understanding is that you're affirming the truth of it. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah brings up how when it comes to, for example, tefillah, the concept might be more than just the truth of it, but also that it's affirming, okay, not only is it true, but also it should, like, it should also happen. Like, the truth should be fulfilled, okay, when you're answering a main as part of the tefillah. Okay, now, so now let's dig into our Gemara. So I could have rushed this whole sugi in one day. I thought it's better to spend 2 days on it today to get the basics down. And next year, oh by the way, it might go on the Google site, but it's not going to be a public announcement because it's Moshe Berg's day. But I have the Mashiach, Rosh Hashiva's wedding of his kid is Thursday. So I'm not going to be a Thursday. So we're going to have Shir Wednesday night. It's okay. Shir on Wednesday night. Okay? It's not good. All right, whatever. Wednesday night. Okay. So that's just this week. So anyway, we'll finish up the sugya then on Wednesday night. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Pashat Pshat of the Gemara, Ha'onah Amen Achar Bechot Reza Meshubah. V'tanyida harei zeh meguna. You have a reza meshubach and a reza meguna. Stira between the brises. One brise says harei zeh meguna, one says harei zeh meshubach. And the Gemara goes on and says, lo kasha, not a stira. Why? Ha b'bonei Yerushalayim, ha b'shar brachos. One's b'bonei Yerushalayim, and one is shar brachos. The Pashat Pshat of the Gemara is that the only time you say Amen is when after Bonei Yerushalayim and not after any other bracha. That's the Pashat Pshat of the Gemara. But as you already all saw, no Rishonim learned this way except for the fact that it happens to be on Minhag HaOlam. Okay? Fascinating scenario. On Minhag HaOlam follows the seeming Pashas HaGemara, but not the way we show them seem to be learning the bottom line of the sugya, as we're going to see coming up. Okay. Now before we can analyze all these different shitas of, obviously if we're going to say that Bonei Yerushalayim doesn't mean Dafka Bonei Yerushalayim, so obviously Bonei Yerushalayim is just a paradigm, right, of when we say Amen, as opposed to, right, Shav Brachos is like the non-Bonei Yerushalayim like Brachos. But before we get into digging into that, we have to ask ourselves a more fundamental question. And that is, what's the Harez and Maguna Bechlau? What's the problem? What's the problem in Harezem Miguna? Like, in a main being, why should it be Harezem Miguna? Okay, so a main is not what? Necessary, but so what? I mean, you said a bracha, and you said a main to it, it's like, so what's the big deal? You're saying that it's true after you said it. What's so maguna? What's so maguna? Okay? I think the idea is simple. You want to get something? Say what? Are you asking a question? Well, why not? Why can't you? So what do you say? And what's the problem with that? Why do you think it was George Bro? So I think you're right, but I think the idea is even more powerful in the sense that it's like when you say a main after your what? After your bracha, what you're doing, I think, it's belittling the bracha itself. In other words, it's like you have to affirm that which you just said. Didn't you just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Melech Olam? I'm assuming that's true. So like, for you not to say amen to that, that's sort of like saying that, you know what, there was something lacking there. So when someone else says amen, so you're seconding the notion. But when you say amen to your own bracha, what it really is, it's a pagam, okay, on the initial bracha, saying that your bracha doesn't stand on its own two feet. That's what I think is going on. Okay. With that, so that's what we're going to now do. When we go through each shita now, the fewer shita that have shown it, so what we're going to then do is, like Frieda said, once we show that there is no meaning, in other words, obviously, where it's going to be Meshuvah, there's going to be some meaning there. And once we say there is no meaning, then all that is a main after your own bracha, and that's Maguna. In other words, what the premise we're establishing is that a main after your own bracha, in principle, is Maguna. Unless we can find some alternate meaning for that amen, then the classical Hamanas Dvarim Kabbalas Dvarim. Okay? Yeah, but obviously it's only Maguna. I mean, I don't think if like I just say to you the word amen, I'm doing anything. If I say to you, this is a chair, amen, like amen. You're being mechadish something. It sounds like from here it's the bracha of Hashem, the reki. Okay, you're being mechadish that you can make a statement about reality. You're extending. You have to find me some rayas for it. It says amen achav b'chosov. Amen achav b'chosov is maguna. Again, obviously, you probably shouldn't. You know, it's probably maguna to some say narishka anyway. But in terms of this idea of maguna, this is the idea. Okay. Now, watch this. The Gemara goes on, and we're going to tie the two Gemaras. You notice the Ritva did a very critical tie-in that's going to hopefully form the basis for our analysis. You know, it's going to be the base. And from there, we're just going to expand and expand and expand. So the Gemara goes on and quotes a very strange machlokes, Abaye and Rav Ashi, where Abaye would say amen out loud, which is we're going to see on the next stop, on Menvav, Chalalim don't say the last bracha of Atova Meitiv. Atova Meitiv? Because, right? Your workers in the office, they can't say Atova Meitiv. They gotta hand out the rubber band, the suture. Anyway, so you can't say Atova Meitiv. Obviously today we're mochel, blah blah blah, but that's the basic idea. Now, talk about day workers. So you say our names, so the day workers go back to the field and start picking the apples. Rav Ashi comes and says, no. Do a belachash. Why do you gotta do a belachash? Shalo yizalzalu batova meitiv. Shalo yizalzalu batova meitiv. So, in Ocala, know where I'm going over here. The Lamdan is very unsatisfied with a machlokes like this. Because he asks himself, so I understand, Abaye wasn't concerned with Zilzul HaTorah Meitiv? Like, so what's that machlokes about? Like, he takes HaTorah Meitiv very seriously, he views it as a Zilzul, he doesn't, like, what's the issue? What's the issue of it as a Zilzul? Like, doesn't Abaye care about Tova Meitiv? He doesn't care about Zilzul. It's more important. So Abaye holds, it's more important to do what? It's more important to worry about the Bidi Mominus. Okay? So, you gotta say Amen to get the Bidi Mominus going by. And Rav Ashi is more concerned about the what? The Zilzul of the Bracha of other Be'el Mamakar. Is that what's going on here? Like, what's the head of Machoka? Okay? That's number one. And number two, what's the story, like I said before, in Bonei Yushalayim, we said, the Gemara says, Bonei Yushalayim, period. That's the example it gives. So, is it Dr. Bonei Yushalayim, as he said, or not? Look it up. So if you saw the Mizbah, there's something very interesting. We have no like Rav Ashi, okay, that you say Amen very low, not to be mezalzel in the bracha of Atovu Meitiv. But if you saw the Mitzvah says, or at least suggests the possibility, that the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that's the Bonei Yerushalayim, that might work out in who? In Abaye. But you can't say that in Rav Ashi. I'll read you his lashon. He says, Perush, Hadra Amrinan, the Ona Ame, the Bone Yerushalayim, Lab Dafka, the Bone Yerushalayim, Bilichud, right? Ulumiyabe Hekera, it's Lab Dafka after Bane Yerushalayim. Bonei Yerushalayim to make a heker, he says, Beidoraisa la'atova make the rabbanon. The Tanach, he says, la'abaye the ani le'bekola. That might be good according to who? Abaye, who's ani le'bekola. Call my up, she was saying, but it's right. Hayobe, obey the Koran. Today, she got Kiru calling. Some see my bracha, etc. It would make sense to say that it would be Dr. Bonei Yerushalayim if you were going in who? If you were going in Abaye, who says it out loud to make a hecker for the problem to know that Tova Meitiv is over. I mean, that Bonei Yerushalayim is over, and now it's time Tova Meitiv, and you guys can take off. But he says, Elul of Ashi, the Hayaona Amein Delachash. said something very strange out of his book. Ki hechi de lo lishmu, de lo lezalzalu, batol b'meitim, ma'yik de lo meima, ha'les b'hekera, and levadei taina, mishu de chashiva kesol b'chosa. His book says something extremely doesn't make any sense. He says, you can't say this according to Rav Ashi. Why? Because Rav Ashi, he says what? He says you say it wrong. So obviously, it's not for Hekera. Maybe not for Hekera. Maybe it's for Hekera to make a distinguish between you and... What does he mean, it's not a Hekera? He has a different problem. He has a different issue. His issue is, he's worried about being mezalzel, and it's all about Mason. What do you mean less bear? What do you mean less like Hekera? Think about Hekera. Hekera means, you know, public it out. That's the only thing Hekera means? Hekera? Maybe what it means, Bonei Yerushalayim L'chora, what it means is, you do a dafkin after Bonei Yerushalayim, when you distinguish them between the Rice and the Rabbana. Why can't he also hold the concept of distinguishing between the Rice and the Rabbana? You hear my problem? What? No, if you say Dafka B'nai Yerushalayim, what you mean to say is that you have a Doraisa, a Dorabanan Brasa after Doraisa. That's the only seeming case you have. That, so therefore, you want to distinguish me the two. I can't imagine you holding that also. There's not, can't be. Can't be. Right? You got a problem? You gotta push it. Okay, anyway, right there. Okay, so now. So here we go. So, I think what the Rebbe is saying here, okay, is a fundamental yisod in what's going on here with Damein. And that's why, and that's going to hopefully explain the machlokas, the Rashi, and the Baye, and also be the springboard to this whole sugya. Again, my problem is, Rav Ashi can also hold that it's distinguishing between the Rice and the Rabbana. That he's more concerned about, or he is concerned about, the Zilzal. So I think what the Rebbe is saying here is as follows. That what you have to say is, what's the pshat in Abaye that he's not concerned with Zilzal? The reason why he's not concerned with Zilzal is Gufa because he doesn't view the Amein like the Amein of Rav Ashi. It means, of course, fundamentally, their Amein are different visions. And the vision of Amein, as Rebbe goes on to spell out, and there are going to be variations on this, is Kisof Brachosa. That Amein could mean, I call it Lahavdil, the Marv Albert Amein. Where you're basically saying an Amein is, yes, exclamation, you said that? Oh. Exclamation point. Okay, we'll call it the Hillel shot. In other words, when you finish something, so you say yes as an exclamation point. So if your yes can have the meaning of what? Exclamation point. And I'm keeping it like that because I'm not yet getting into after one bracha or after two brachas. This could even be, as the Rebbe himself goes on to say, after one bracha, your yes can mean exclamation point. Yes, I'm done with it. Yes. Okay? Oh. You like it? Okay. This is Chicago. Yeah. Anyway, Mom became national after a while. Anyway. What? Okay. So anyway, so So watch this. What? What'd you say, what? Yeah, that's Tamaguna. That's Tamaguna, because Rav Ashi, yes, is an exclamation point. Not a yes of having to say, yeah, it's really true, it's really true, it's really true. That's Maguna. But they go, yes, 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 the bracha, exclamation point. Okay? So that's, he meant, true, yes, yes. Okay. Of course the Masvara. Of course it's a Masvara. But it's a Masvara, okay, that's being what? That the concept, okay, when you say it's true after your own bracha, is one of an exclamation point. It's one of a, right? No, it means I finished something great. I finished something great. This is it. Yeah. Well, by the way, your issue is gonna come up in the Machlokas one bracha versus three brachas. But to hold off on you're making a good point. But I think your issue is whether it should have to have something functional about it is gonna be an issue. But obviously if you hold you can do it after one bracha, see, it can't be Maguna, right? Now we have to ask ourselves, what then is the Maguna according to the Shita? But you gotta go slow. So now, if this idea is that it's a main as a finisher, as an exclamation point to your bracha, so it's a finisher. I'm defining a main as a finisher. That's the concept. A main is a meaningful finisher. That's the lumdus of it. Okay? The concept is it's not Maguna because it's an exclamation point. But the concept ultimately is defined as a main as a finisher. That's what it means. So frichoto. So if a main, what? Therefore, So therefore, if Ashi then said, if you say a main means finish, so that could be great everywhere except after Bnei Yerushalayim. You know why? Because then it's going to be Zuzul, so that's all that makes it. I'm finished. Finisher. That's a Zuzul. Okay? If you define a main as a finisher, you think I'm finished. However, what is Abaye's vision? Abaye's vision of a main achar b'chosav is obviously he doesn't buy into this a main as a finisher, an exclamation point. A main means, okay, a truth, it's a truth statement, right? It's hamanas morim. So finish, not finisher. So, what's the godless of a main after Bonei Yerushalayim? There, what he holds is a main as a Hamanas Varim, if it's being utilized as a, not as a finisher, but as a distinguisher, right? You're going to have a hard time not using my language in this one, okay? As a distinguisher, so then guess what? Okay? Then, that's the idea of Dr. Bnei Yerushalayim, number one. But now I'm going to get into a verse. The Rav's not here, okay, so I could use the mashal, okay? So why is it Maguna? Why is it if it's a distinguisher? Why isn't that Maguna? So it's very good, because the Ravan, he has self-esteem, right? He recognizes that he's not a Doraisa. So, what do you say? Is it Zilzal to a Rabbanan to be distinguishing between him and a Doraisa? That's not Zilzal. The Rabbanan has self-esteem. I understand. Self-esteem is an overemphasized concept, as well as that. But that's the idea. Okay? So according, that's the yisod. According to Rav Ashi, a main Taitis as a finisher, finishes off the bracha, finishes off. Okay? Like we have a finisher. Okay, that's the concept, if you really, of the halacha. Okay? When you say a main, you're finishing it off. Just because you stop, just because, to answer your question a little better, just because you stop and you said Bari Priya 8, doesn't mean that you finished. This is meaningful as a finisher. Yeah, exclamation point, it's always. I'm finished. Okay? It's like a concept of I'm finished. Yeah.
Finisher,
yeah.
Why isn't it applied to all brachos of
the man? You have to finish that. It does. According to the Shita. You'll see. Except for the fact it might be a hefsek.
But finisher, it shouldn't be
a hefsek. Well, we'll see. It depends on how you tight up the finisher. That's for Wednesday. We'll get there. Okay, anyway. And Echidam, some Rishonim say it's not. Some Rishonim say you can even say it after Birchas HaMitzvah and after Birchas HaMenin. Did you get to the Mir yet? Oh. Alright, anyway. So anyway, but that I think is the Boshim. Now, so again, but you see the beauty, and as Abaye's idea is, he doesn't have a main as a finisher. A main is basically, what it's saying is that distinguish it by saying, yes, this is Doraisa, and that's not Doraisa. Okay? But that's not as easily like a statement, and that explains why Abaye did not view it as a bizui, a zulzul of Hatova Meitzi. It also explains possibly Abaye, okay? And what's nice about it is the Minhag HaOlam. Right, with this we understand, okay, even though it's a little difficult that we only do it, like, you know, possibly like a baye, but at least we know what the basis of the minhag is. The basis of the minhag is the pshuto shel mikra of the Gemara, which the Ritva holds is really in line with a baye. Okay, and that's the Bahag brought down in Tosfos and in the Mordechai. Now, the Ritva goes on. Now we're going to go a step further. The Ritva goes on, and the Ritva then continues, and he gets involved in the Machloket, okay, Rambam and Raisin. Okay? So now we're going to shift over to Rambam and Raisin. Okay, so we basically talked to like Rav Ashi, that a main principle is a finisher, okay? And if it's a finisher, it's going to be zilzul. It's a zilzul problem. But as you saw, as a machlokes, Rambam and Raavad brought down all over the place. The Raavad, if not for the problem of hefsek, not for the problem of hefsek, the Raavad says, as he just said, the Ritva goes on to say, that we would say a main after any of our own brachos, even one bracha. While the Rambam clearly says, no, you only say it after a sidra of brachos, a series of brachos. Thank you, Rav Mati Frankel, for the fancy Hebrew. Okay, for a bracha, only after a series of brachos would a main be what? Would a main be meshuva? But after one bracha, it would be miguna. Okay? So what's that issue? But before we get to that issue, it's interesting. What would the Raavad, it's simple, before we even analyze it, what then would the Raavad, and the Ritva goes on like the Raavad, what would they say? So then, if you say a main after your own one single bracha, so when does it have a maguna? When does it have a maguna? You're saying it even after Bar Priya 8, if not for the hefsek issue. But how is the maguna isn't because of a hefsek? I would say it's a hefsek. Obviously, He must be referring to a Harenza Meguna, must be referring to a scenario. No? Anyone? Think about that. So obviously, what you have to say is, I think I saw it somewhere, either in Shonim or in the Achronim. But obviously, what the Raivad holds is, yeah? What? No, he says even after one bracha, you say it. What if we ain't? Say amen. It's a finisher. Amen works as a finisher. Period. That's how you finish your bracha. Ah, excellent. Goes perfect with the lumbus too. I think it's perfect. In other words, if you're going to say amen to your own bracha after Hazanat HaKol, after Ala Aratzi Al Mazon, that would be Meguna, because it can't act as a finisher, and go away and hold your toes. See, you'll send the introduction now. Once you say it can't act as a finisher, then we're back to the only other meaning it has is saying what? It's saying that you are trying to say, yeah, it's really true, which is Meguna. And then that's the shot, I raise the Meguna. Okay? Excellent. I think that's the shot. But you see how it fits in beautifully with our idea. Our main is finisher. So if our main is its finisher, then it doesn't work in the middle of the series. Question then is, okay, what then is the Rambam Shita? So I managed to brainwash Rabbeinu Kallis now already into understanding the Raivad Shita, that a main is a finisher, finisher, finisher. And once you say a main is a finisher, so then what's the Rambam Shita? What do you need? Why doubt you after three brachos? Or two brachos? Or four brachos? Why not after one bracha? If a main means, if a main has now, based on the concept of escalation, yes, Rav Albert, we now translate a main as being a finisher of a bracha, so then we might have to mean a one bracha or two bracha or three bracha. Yes, Adisaf. The truth is, you did hear this about 50 years ago. I heard on MP3. I gave over the shiur as a shop sugya shiur. He was there. I listened to it on the MP3, and I said, Adisaf, you hear it? Anyway, that's just my call. Yeah. Anyway, so really careful. So, what must the Rambam hold? The Rambam must hold as follows. That, again, well, the Rambam, I don't see the Rambam bringing up, interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring up Kiheshi, the Lodnuz Zalzu Batobra Mason, but I'm not going to go as far as to say the Rambam was going with a bias. Because there are other Rishonim, as we go through, the other Rishonim actually, there are other Rishonim that actually learn like the Rambam and go with Rav Ashi. So I do not want to limit the Rambam to a bias. That would be a very big no-no. It would be a cool, Achronish move if I was an Achron, but we don't want to do that because we want to be able to explain the Rambam Shita, not merely the Rambam, in line with Rav Ashi as well. Even though he might not go with Rav Ashi, and we'll explain that too. But we don't want to limit it. We don't want to limit it to a buyer. Yeah, you have an idea? Oh.
All right, but I don't understand why a finisher can't come in the middle of a series.
The idea is finished. I'll finish.
No, I understand. It doesn't mean I finished all my brachos.
Ah,
I said a bracha. Yeah.
Okay. If you held that was okay. If we held that was okay, so we could tell you it's tomorrow. But you definitely can understand and appreciate that if you understand a main as a finisher, okay, so that thing, you know, he, Marv Albert doesn't say yes when he's driving to the hoop. You say yes when Jordan drams at home. That's you. When Marv went national, he was a big Jordan guy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So what are you really saying? You're saying yes, like I'm done?
Yeah, it's a finisher. It's saying, I am finished with my bracha. It's a concept. It's a concept. And I try to explain it with the exclamation point. Like, you know, this was an unbelievable experience that I'm highlighting with my amen. But ultimately it gets translated as a finisher. Okay? Now, but the Rambam, he was on one hand going with this notion, at least the Rishonim that go with the Rambam in Ravashi, okay, of a finisher, but he was a little bothered by this sheet of the Ravid, as the two dentists here are, you know, what is this finisher business? It's a nice concept that none of us would have said, and it's obviously was saying it because that's what Ravashi holds, according to the Ravid. Nothing else you're going to say. He's saying you say it after one bracha and it's okay. And it's a zilzul. What else is the zilzul? The zilzul is that I'm done. As opposed to, it's just staring in the face. That's obviously what he's saying. We try to give a little more calm to it. But the idea of a main could be a finisher. But the Rambam didn't accept that. Because the Rambam said, a finisher, okay, a main has to, okay, the Rambam has to serve, okay, a function. Because he doesn't go for a main as not serving a function. In other words, to him, and obviously the writer would say, it's a function. Function it, or maybe he says, you know, it doesn't serve a function. Just that it's a meaningful statement of saying, I'm finished. But the Rambam, although he has the idea in his core of a main as a finisher, but the finisher is only meaningful if it has a function to it. There's no function, this is what I think was bothering you, there's no functional quality in saying I'm finished when you're dealing with one bracha. What's the functional quality then? You said the bracha and you're finished. Like, no reason to assume anymore. You said your bracha and you're done. It's only once you start a laugh, once you start a series of brachos, so then a main, okay, serves as a finisher, we'll call it a functional finisher. Okay? A functional finisher. What? What demands it? So what I think the idea is, the function, what is that functional quality? The functional quality is, it's a unifier. In other words, its core is finisher, but what it does is, it's a main as a unifier. Now, what's interesting is, I'm going to point out, you see what I just did? I made it as two steps. Why did I do it as two steps? To explain the Rishonim that learned the Rambam in Ravashi. Why it would be a bizayon. Because stop unifying them, I don't know if that's a bizayon. And the truth is, that might be the Rambam shita. Because the Rambam doesn't bring down, the Rambam himself doesn't bring down Ravashi. So he might just hold a main has its own meaning as a unifier, b'chlal. A main can function as a unifier. And it's not even a finisher. And therefore he doesn't even bring up who. He doesn't even bring up Ravashi at all. But to explain all those we've shown him that it seems to go with Ravashi, Sak Halacha goes with Ravashi, and yet still go with who? Right? You see La Halacha, right? La Halacha we hold like Ravashi. And we also hold like the Rambam. I'm going to try to get out to you. I don't have it on this sheet, but there are some very important halacha lemaisa, Mr. Brurin, to deal with when we can answer amen at the same time as because even though our minhag is only to answer amen at the Bnei Yerushalayim, we happen to answer amen together if we finish at the same time with the Shliach Tzibur in the cases where the Etzem and Iker Adin were allowed to say amen after our own bracha. So it's going to be some very important Mr. Brewer to see. Okay? But what I'm pointing out to you is that there are those that go with the Rambam and go with Ravashi. You have to have this two-step analysis of a main as at its core as I finished the brachos, finished the series, but its functional purpose, okay, giving it, right, its functional purpose is to unify the series. To unify the series as one unit. And by the way, the truth is, that might give added, on the flip side, that might give us added understanding to the Ravid Maguna. When you answer a main, maybe this helps with what you asked before, when you answer a main in the middle of a series, you're breaking up that unit. But even though the Ravid doesn't need the Rambam unified, because you always say it as an exclamation point, as a finisher, but he's still known there that at the end of the series we want to have a unifier, and therefore the Hareza Maguna is because you're busting up the series possibly. Okay, that's that. Now just to give you now a Dhamma, okay, we basically dealt with the core ideas here, okay, but there's going to be a lot of variations, a lot of very important sheets here, and Bland, I look to be on Wednesday night, might come up his favorite star again, of Matthew Birchatan, Mitzvah Birchatan, might come up again, but what we're going to then now have to go into is, as you saw, what's the story with this amen after your own bracha when it runs into a hefsek problem. Okay? For example, the Ravid will always have this problem by what? By any birchas hanenin, any birchas hamitzvah, he might or might not have this problem of hefsek. And we're going to see the different shikas in the Rishonim that go with the Ravid, that go with the Ravid's mahal. The truth is, you have, as you saw, the Rav is pointing out in the Rambam, you can have this issue even in the Rambam when you have a what? A series of Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Rambam says you don't say a main anyway after one bracha. What if you have a series of Birchas HaMitzvah like what? Like Shasan, Lamlik Ner, Shalchanaka, and Shasan Nisim, and Shechianu. So could you say a main after Shechianu to your own bracha? End of the series. You're going to have that same headache issue, even according to the Rambam. So what you have to realize is that when you read the Rishonim, you have to realize that when they are discussing this issue, this is not the same issue as the Rambam Ravid Machlokes. And when you see certain Rishonim say you can't go ahead and say Amen after Birchas Nenin, sometimes it's because they hold like the Rambam, and sometimes it's because they hold like the Ravid, but it's a hefsek problem. Okay? And that's something to be aware of. Okay? That's why I gave you the whole smooth chart. If you notice, I broke down bold, non-bold, and bold, because of breaking down the different issues, hopefully it'll help in the analysis. Now, one of the big confusing issues is going to be the Birchos Kriya Shema and the Birchos before Shema, after Shema, it happens to impact the Lachal HaMaisa too. Before, afterwards, by Gal Yisrael. Okay? That's one issue to really get down what's going on over there. And the next thing is to zero in on Rashi. Figure out who is Shitas Rashi. Okay? I saw the Achronim, someone to say he's the Ravid, someone to say he's the Rambam. Okay? And obviously, there's reasons to go both ways, especially since it's a Feirish cholik on the Rambam in terms of the Birchas Kriya Shema. But there's obviously reasons not to go with the Rashi going with the Ravid as well. That's what something else that you should be the Ayin Zayin. Hopefully that will keep us busy. I'll try to get you some of the important halacha l'maisa. If you take it, I don't know how much we'll discuss in the Shia, but at least you get to see where this all ended up panning out. Allah Almighty. Remember Wednesday, we're having a shiur Wednesday, not Thursday this week. Shkayah. That's good, right?
Yeah, I like the way you said it.
Right?
John Carroll, I was funny.